This year, the agency was named one of the two most improved in the government-wide employee viewpoint survey. Analyst Kate Naper, who works for the director of the International Broadcasting Bureau, says they always knew what employees wanted.
They all want interesting work connected to a mission they believe in. They all want a good boss. They all want good benefits.
But making that happen was and is a challenge. Last year, the Broadcasting Board of Governors ranked third from the bottom in the list of best small agencies to work for in the federal government. The Partnership for Public Service makes those rankings based on the survey data. Vice President for Policy John Palguda says the agency's stats should have been a wake-up call to leaders.
I think in the case of Broadcasting Board of Governors, managers saw the world significantly differently than non-managers. In that instance, you have to kind of get together and say, okay, I think things are great. You obviously don't. We can't both be right. So let's try to reconcile our views and work towards, you know, getting better.
He says agencies that move up in the rankings follow a tried and true pattern.
It's identifying problems, developing solutions, implementing those solutions, evaluating the results, and looking for continual improvement.
And that's pretty much what the Broadcasting Board of Governors did after the poor showing in 2010. First, Naper says the agency appealed to its employees for help.
It's not just that management is going to read the results and decide what to do about it. It's that we need to get employees' responses, the union's responses on, okay, so we see that these are the problems that you're having. How do you think we should go about solving them?
Staff run global information programs 24/7. Some work early morning hours and told managers they were concerned about their safety on the way to the office. They also felt that jobs well done went unrecognized and unrewarded. Naper says management and unions formed a task force to fix that.
Brought back the Medal Awards program where employees are able to nominate one another and select each other for this really big award. So with things like that, I think it really sends the message that we're listening, we heard you, and we want to do the right thing to solve these issues with you.
The next problem may be harder to solve. The 2011 survey results indicate that all agencies could use some help in getting their supervisors to deal with poor performers. Jack Welch is advisor to the director of the International Broadcasting Bureau. He says it was time for the agency to try something new.
We established an ombudsman program, again in concert with the union, to deal with issues when they're still small and informal, and often those issues touch on issues like performance and conduct. And getting that supervisor and employee together to work on it is something that needs to be improved and needs to be improved by a joint commitment of both of them and an ombudsman to facilitate that.
The 8-month-old program is still a pilot, but Welch says it could become permanent. And despite government-wide budget cuts, Welch says the agency also doubled its training money so its journalists could keep up with the changing industry.
It's just a recognition of it is it's not a luxury, it's not a nice to do thing, it's absolutely essential to our success.
The 2011 Most Improved standing indicates workers are happier, but the progress may not be enough to move the agency up on the list of best places to work in government, says the Partnership for Public Services, Palguda.
Regardless, the employees of the Broadcasting Board of Governors should feel good about the fact that in 2011, despite everything else going on, all the external negatives, they managed to improve their employee engagement. And that's a very good thing.
Good, because more engaged employees are both happier and more productive. It's not easy to change people's minds about their work, though. The larger the agency, the longer that may take. The Partnership for Public Service publishes the best agency list next month. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.